Okay, meeting's called to order. We have a roll call.
Yes. Citizen English.
Here.
Council Member Story.
Here.
Council Member Terrazas.
Here. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 And the approval of the minutes for June 4th. Anyone have any changes or?
No, I move to approve.
Second.
Second. Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. And moving on, any oral communications? Since our last meeting?
Don't see any public.
No.
Or from even from this body? Now five, staff reports.
Monthly financial report. We're almost there, 92%, and everything's looking good.
Revenues are really strong, expenses are low, kind of on track with our projections. So.
Great.
Still haven't gotten our E-rate, so we'll get it next year. It'll be a windfall.
Yeah.
Just gotta.
Okay.
I'm trying to get into the report here.
Did you want to borrow that hard copy?
Some things are easier in hard copy, and this is one of them.
I agree. Except I marked up my fingers.
Okay.
So the question, I think I can find it quickly, is in the expense side. There was some IT expenses that seemed like they were running under budget.
Mm-hmm.
And it had to do with this business of being able to update the message on our that goes out to people that have reserved books. Your book is ready for you. If you don't pick it up, you're going to get this $250 fine, which we agreed we were going to get rid of. Just struck me as if we are running under budget, is that money that is that a different pocket, or is that the account that?
We're not actually running under as much as it looks like. The $75,000 that's in there for the tech upgrade, for the technology fund, it's in hardware maintenance on page 2 of the expenditures, that 91.7, where the balance is $47,000. Well, actually, we're actually over budget because $75,000 of that 91 was actually the technology replacement fund. So that's carrying over. So if you look at those two lines together, software and hardware, because we, you know, things aren't always budgeted in the line where it comes out of, that's 130. Well, 75,000 of that is the technology upgrade. And so that's not available money.
Okay. But you've got 130 or thereabouts.
And then this is at the end of May, though.
Mm-hmm.
And the additional. There's other things that are still coming out of there. Oh, we've also got to cover, in a sense, you know, the E-rate is $88,000 over budget. So, you know, savings in those other lines are helping to mitigate that $88,000 that's going over. Yeah, we'll get the money, but we're not going to get it until next year. So in order, you know, balancing this year. So it's not as much left, and they are still spending off of it. We do have an inquiry in as to what it would cost to change that notice. We're going to have to pay again in August if we change hours. So it really makes sense to only do it every time we get one or two changes a year at no cost. And we should be coming up on our free one here real soon.
I mean, so how much does it cost to do this? Just to
I don't know. We're asking right now.
Okay.
Because the person that would have known was Dan, and he's gone. So we have an inquiry into the people that do it. This is new to us as part of the, you know, the new system, having to pay to have the notices changed. But I think they gave us the January hours change as a freebie. Normally they would have charged us for that, but they gave us that one for free.
So this is part of the maintenance cost that we have to pay for the new system?
We don't pay a maintenance cost.
Well, but it's Anytime we want to tweak this new system, we have to pay somebody to do it.
Unless it's part of an upgrade, yeah. I mean, that's part of, unless somebody else develops it. But any development, this isn't development work. This is actually with a third party. This is with Unique Management, who's doing our notices for us.
Mm-hmm.
We've contracted with them to do our notices. And, you know, with the open source system, what you do is you add on a lot of third party things in order to get all the functionality. So the service that we're using for that, Unique Management, like I said, they give you, it's either one or two freebies a year, and then you pay for any others. And so we're kind of got to be careful how many times you do it. We know we're going to have to do it for the new hours, so we figured we would do the $250 charge at the same time.
So I'm understanding last a couple board meetings ago, we eliminated that $250 late,
right.
$2.50 late charge. It hasn't been implemented yet.
It's been implemented.
Okay.
We're not charging it.
But it shows on when
it shows on the hold slip that if you don't pick it up, you'll get the fine. But no one's been charged the fine.
Okay.
No one's complained about the form saying don't take.
No, just
yeah.
To understand. So you're just waiting so you can update it together. You didn't know about this at the time that when we had the.
We didn't think about the fact that it was on the hold slip.
Oh, okay.
Or we would have, you know, asked how much it cost at the time. And if it's not egregious, then yeah, you know, we'll do it. If it's, you know, $5,000 or something,
yeah.
We want to think twice. So.
And you'll get back with.
Yes,
with data
we're waiting. We have
it.
An inquiry in, and they haven't gotten back to us yet.
Okay. Are there any other questions?
Yeah, on the page 14, the pooled cash number. I don't know if this is significant. If it's significant, but there's a big change from May to June in that. Oh, I'm looking at 2007.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Prior years.
I'm looking at old.
Yeah,
old
business lines.
April to May did go down, but I think that's because it depends. This is based on when the money comes in from the county. And a couple of months ago, we got an extra check-in.
Yeah.
We got a check-in, not an extra check. We got a check-in early.
Yeah.
And I think that must have happened again the next month, and now it's finally caught up with us, would be my interpretation of it. Yeah, it should have been around the 1.5. In January, it's 1.3, and it's February when it took that leap up.
So it went too high because we got checks too soon.
Exactly. It's a cash flow. So they posted an extra check in each month. I expected it to have gone down earlier, but it must have just kept happening.
Sam, do you have any questions?
No.
I have one quick question, and that has to do with the trust funds. It's
mm-hmm.
on page 9. I was asking if this is the last board meeting, but are there policies that we have in regards to expenditures of trust funds so that, I mean, usually proposals come based on like the representative of that branch. You know, let's say something comes to this central donation like we've received in the past, a donation to the central branch. Would it be the two board members that would bring that forward?
It could be, or it's usually coming from, you know, it can come from any direction. I might say, we want to do this, can we use this money? We've got something in mind we want to do. Kind of on the downtown money, we've kind of been holding on to it, waiting for the facilities
right.
plan to happen so that we've got some money to do some stuff with. We are going to do the painting.
Yeah.
The color guy had knee surgery and haven't heard back again. I hope he's okay. We're going to be asking for the Morley money, which is for La Selva Beach. Staff has been working with the La Selva Beach Friends, and we've got some plans for La Selva.
Okay.
So it can come either way. If you've got a specific
No, I guess I was looking at it from the standpoint of guidelines. So we had at the last board meeting where there's a proposal to invest in these kind of basically entitlements for land, and the trust document said it was for capital improvements and library resources. And so I was wondering, I mean, I guess you defer to that local, you know, representative, the felt to determine whether or not, okay, I guess, you know, the entitlement is more important than having, you know, these library resources, or, I mean, because it didn't seem to me that there was any sort of guidelines as far as how we would use the money.
As long as we stay within the guidelines of the trust, and we did check on that one with the city attorney, to make sure that the expenditures, capital improvements, these aren't direct capital improvements, they may lead to capital improvements, whether or not they fit the guidelines. And I apologize if I didn't get back to you, but I did hear back from the city attorney. He did check with the attorney for the trust, who said, yeah, it's it's not only fine, but he would like to be kept apprised of how we spend the money.
Okay.
So, and I do apologize if I didn't
mention
that.
I think
state budget stuff hit after, right after that, and got consumed. So, yeah, there aren't, it's pretty loose as long as we stay within the trust. I don't know if that's, if you've ever seen that, if policies regarding trust funds, if there's anything else that
It's all dictated, like I said, it's dictated by the grantee and the grant board.
Mm-hmm.
There's any restrictions on that. And then if there's not, then it's certainly subject to the board to set those restrictions in place.
Mm-hmm.
And typically, I think that's common.
To have policies, though, on
I think it's common for unique funding sources like this.
That's what I was thinking.
So it's not without, within your purview, make a recommendation to the board to say, you might have define some limits for where these can be used.
Yes, okay. I have no other questions. So I want to move on to item number 6 for the business.
You had asked to put this on the agenda, discussion about the scope and responsibility for the Finance Committee, so...
Yeah, I'll just start because I was thinking I really am enjoying like the conversations we're having regarding some of the financial matters. And the last meeting when we were talking about this was in regards to prioritizing expenditures and investments so that we're not just looking at maybe how the documents are prepared, which I really feel very positive about the reporting that we're getting on terms of the financial information. And I wanted to kind of just have a discussion about what are some of the things we could be looking at in terms of prioritizing investments. Like personally, I have an interest in looking at our IT and how we're able to leverage IT investments in ways that might maximize, reach out to various community members, that may not be able to visit a physical branch but use it in other ways. For example, the school districts or maybe senior centers or nonprofits that have needs for library services, or infrastructure. Looking at ways that we're investing in our physical infrastructure, perhaps because our maintenance costs are starting to go up, and by investing in our physical infrastructure, we're able to reduce our ongoing expenditures on maintenance. And kind of looking at that type of a cost-benefit analysis to see how we can best maximize library resources. And if no one else is interested, that's fine. I just wanted to bring it up as far as a discussion point.
I think that if we are going to get into programmatic matters, IT development, or facilities development, we should probably take that back to the board because I don't think that was ever the literal intent or purpose of establishing the Finance Committee. It truly was just to kind of review the presentation of the finances, make some recommendations about how they may be changed some of the, Q&A in this setting. And so that there wasn't as much as that because we have more time to do that. That's my sense. If we were to do these other things, I think that there would be an expansion of the scope of this committee, and it should go back to the board and kind of be fleshed out at that level. So with that, those two kind of substantive areas, we're getting into facilities master plans or facilities and IT master plans. Concerning those, I know that there are going to be working groups concerning those areas, and so when, as you know, maybe I could see if the board wanted to expand this committee to kind of receive those staff reports, reviewing them and to evaluate them, to study them at this level, and to make a recommendation to the board. I could see that. I don't think I would see us kind of actually being involved with the staff and actually doing the initial legwork, the analysis, all those things that they're going to do to gather those various inputs and to, make the ultimate, you know, IT plans or the facilities master plan. So I guess those are my thoughts. I mean, just as the body representing the board to receive those reports, I think we could play that role. Okay, and but I don't think I would want the committee to delve down further into what the staff is doing. So those are my thoughts, Dave.
Yeah. I think to build on what Sam said, the idea that of these two master plans that we're talking about, I don't know if you had intended, but what I thought I heard was that there will be maybe some special purpose subcommittees set up to review the facilities master plan and the IT master plan, and then make recommendations to the board as a whole. Is that what you were?
Well, I thought suggesting that may be working groups.
The working groups,
yeah,
subcommittee working group,
to do that, and
yeah,
and I don't. I mean, again, it's. I'm not sure if the board is even interested in being a part of participating in those working groups. So there will be, I think, other players within that under Teresa's direction, developing all that. And I just think it's maybe more efficient if we, I mean, in our roles as board members to just basically receive those. And as a part of this committee, I'd be happy to be the kind of the intermediary between the staff and the full board, if they're so desirous. I mean, there may be some board members that want, that also want to participate. So we could invite them to come on this committee,
yeah,
if that would be the case.
Well, actually, I think your comments dovetail exactly to what I was thinking in terms of those two areas. In terms of perhaps we become the body that reviews the types of analysis and uses it just like the Finance Committee has done in the past to make sure that the financial information is communicated clearly, and maybe if there's opportunities we can delve into like additional analysis on why one of the recommendations we can do that through this group. So in fact it's more narrow. And it's actually, the board is actually looking at these facilities master plan, IT master plan. So it's something that maybe in conjunction with those board actions, we could ask for approval that the reporting for that analysis comes through us,
and then
goes out to the board. And that seems to be consistent with what we're already doing.
I'll be preparing a report for the board for the facilities master plan, because I will have the. We're going to combine the recommendation, the selection of the consultant, along with the actual contract for the July 9th board meeting. And what we have selected one of the vendors, and what's been built in is a number of project management meetings, but two board workshops, working sessions with the board to get the board's input for the facilities plan. You could choose to make that you guys, this group, rather than the full board, or one and one, or however you want to do it. There's also a piece of the plan. They did include a very small section on funding options, just to try to give us, that wasn't a focus that the board wanted, but it just to kind of, since they are experienced in doing this with other libraries, just to kind of lay out what the options are. And that would certainly be an appropriate review for this committee. So I think there are definitely some places in there. The IT strategic plan, I'm not as clear on how that's going to proceed because we're working that with the city, but we will get input from, I'll make sure that there's a place for board input, and if you'd rather that just be Finance Committee input than for as a working group, that's fine.
Do you think it'd be premature to have that discussion at the board meeting, or?
I don't think it's premature for the facilities master plan, and then if they like the idea, we can extend it. I mean, there is no, the dollar amount, well, it's being paid for by the Friends, so the board won't actually approve the IT strategic plan consultant, because they're not paying for it. I'll certainly let you know what it is, but I won't necessarily have that by the, I think it closes mid-July, so I think we're trying to award, so I may not have the information for July. Anyway, but I can certainly incorporate that other piece into the staff report for the facilities master plan, if that's what you want me to do, and say, you know, that you guys recommended or asked this as a possibility.
What do you think, Dick?
I had forgotten the wrinkle that the Friends are paying for the for this
IT plan.
Oh, the IT plan.
Not the not facilities.
Not the facilities plan. Okay, so
that one. Yeah.
So that is part of the. Yeah, I think it might make sense for us to have, you know, if there's going to be two meetings, is to have one of the meetings with this group, and if other board members want to join this group for the purpose of, you know, being a little bit of a steering committee for the facilities master plan, you know, that could be, I think, brought up at the next board meeting.
It's not so much a steering committee as it's the board's input and their perspective.
Would those be noticed meetings?
Yes, they'd have to be. Well, yes, because if the full board's involved, they have to be noticed meetings.
Right.
And if it's in a finance committee function, then yes, they have to be noticed. Now, if the board assigned less than five people to just work on it, then no. But I don't see any, you know, having that as a notice meeting.
Could you potentially set up two additional notice meetings? I think if we could do without that, that'd be nice. I mean, it'd be more efficient for all of us. And so, I
don't know. It's not in a meeting of the finance committee, so maybe if we're just you three, it may not have to be noticed. I'd have to check with the city attorney because it's not a finance committee meeting.
It's really a matter of how many other board members are want to participate and are interested in it, and how they want it. Because, if they were to. One about delegating it to this committee is that, then we don't have to set up separate noticed meetings. They're already done, they're already noticed. We could add one more to this group without going over, or their notice, we could add as many as want to attend.
You just can't make...
Here, yeah. Right? They could, because these are noticed meetings, so they...
Yeah, I don't know if you had five, though. You can't act as a board.
We wouldn't act as a board. We'd only, even if they were, committee of the whole, that we'd only be ultimately making recommendations to the board. But they could come in and sit in on these meetings. We wouldn't have to notice other meetings.
I mean, the entire board could show up because they
could
notice, and they could just comment if they wanted. So
on that subject.
So I just think having, I mean. I don't look at it as an expansion so much because I don't think our duties are really that defined here, but I mean, I think this would be one where it is related to, you know, future investment finances. And if you're okay with it, maybe that would be one we could discuss and see if the other board is supportive.
Sure. Yeah.
I think what's good about it is that the three of you are continuing. I mean, we're having a lot of, I mean, we're losing four board.
I know.
Four? Yeah. Three. Four. Four board members in January.
Right.
So, with Lee, Catherine, Lee, Ellen, and Mark. So, there's something to be said for this group has the continuity.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I think maybe you, as the chair of the committee, want to bring that up, report out on it.
Okay, I'll do that. And then I'll talk with you beforehand.
Yeah, I'm going to probably start writing the report in the next couple of days, but I can put it in there, or you can just discuss it, you know.
I think you should put it in there, and then I could maybe answer any questions about the discussion.
Okay.
I would say just preaching to the choir on the subject. It's very difficult for a finance committee to have an opinion on facilities and capital, especially in part of 5-year capital plan that feeds into cash flow and budget. That's, you know, right in the line, and I don't think you would get there after redefine your scope.
Right.
Do that in there. IT master plan is something that is a little more operational than it is strategic, where you're worried about equipment failing and not being able to run a facility and have the money for that versus IT doesn't look at day-to-day operation. That might be something, just an opinion that you might want to just make sure you get clarity from the
group. So you always look at IT, though, as also being one where it actually is a type of facility or service improvement. It's like it's morphing into more than just the actual wires and communication lines. It's
definitely, because I think it leans more towards the service side than it is facility costs in long terms. But it's that gray area that I examined. If your points are, there might be other people who would want to have a hand in what technology might look like.
Well, again, I guess I wasn't thinking about the actual type of technology, but just the actual value of further investments in that type of technology. Mm-hmm. And through the strategic plan, but points to the whole
thing. There's actually going to be, when it comes down to the IT strategic plan, some pretty substantial financial issues to discuss. I mean, I just got back from the ALA conference in Anaheim, and I was looking at time management systems for the computers, which we have one that's been written. Actually, Dan wrote it. We've got someone else working on it. It's not as robust as what you can get commercially. They can do all kinds of nifty things. But because we're on Linux, we can't get these other commercial systems. We have to be on Windows. And we find that a lot in a lot of commercial, a lot of off-the-shelf software for libraries that could make things more efficient for us in some ways. But there's a trade-off, giving up Linux brings on other expenses of Windows, and so that is really something I really want the IT strategic plan consultant to look at for us, because our staff will go either way. I mean, Dan was definitely Linux, but our staff now is more whatever you want, but I understand there's financial implications both ways. I mean, you pay for it either through by paying Windows, or you pay for it by having to have staff that can do the programming that you need. So there's going to be some pretty probably interesting financial questions that come out of the IT strategic plan. So the idea of maybe not being the working group, but maybe looking at some of those issues before it goes to the full board, particularly for the financial aspect, may not be a bad thing.
Anything else on this?
No.
Okay, the RDA update and possible budget impacts.
Well,
a good item.
The latest update.
Depending on your hat.
That's right.
Depending on your hat.
Both hats on. Okay. Say I'm library hat on.
You have your library hats on right now. understanding is that no one has actually seen anything that's been written, but the report is that the Democrats did agree to pull that piece from the budget, so it's going back to the county special districts and the other ones. So at this point, I think it does point out how vulnerable we are, because I started looking for $712,000. That was our share of the actual dollar amount. It wasn't pretty.
Just remember who was it, Mary Jo Walker? I think she called it a haircut, right? So who's sitting in the chair? So this is, we're not getting a haircut on this one.
We got our bangs trimmed.
Yeah.
And free of charge.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, but we're okay for now, so I guess we're...
Is there another milestone before we get another update at a certain point? Or, I mean, I'm sure the election, right?
I think the real milestone is the governor signing, governor of the House passing the budget.
Yeah.
With
so today?
Tomorrow. There was a related note in tomorrow at the City Council. Position increases, and so last week I was getting really nervous about having the City of Santa Cruz approve all the new position changes for the 90% model, with the news that there's risk out there. I'm still cautious and saying I'm not sure. I might hold off on having the City of Santa Cruz approve those positions until July 10th, to make sure the budget's there. But that's it's just a really raw opinion right now. I defer more to operations.
It's not so much operationally. It's more, I look at Sam and David were both on the board last year. And since the city council functions pretty much as a rubber stamp on this particular kind of issue, I'm concerned that pulling it might be perceived for something different than what it is. I would defer to you all.
I would tend to agree with that. By pulling it, it implies that we're not supportive of the 90% model. We're not approving it.
I mean, I can promise not to implement anything.
Can we do pending board approval or some language that? Or pending, you know, budget, you know, it's still, I mean, that would be something that would be, I think, satisfy both interests.
Could the city council approve it pending the positive conclusion of the state budget? I mean, it's being done, I assume it's this, the city council's approval is being done on the assumption that $700,000 is not being yanked out of the library budget.
The city council is doing it based on the board's approval of the budget on June, whatever date it was.
Yeah, but that was before, before this legislative action is now in the maelstroms, and it looks like we're out of the woods on that, but we don't have final confirmation. And to me, it's just a timing issue. And so instead of disrupting the city's council approval, and if it looks like the way it's going is the budget, the state budget is not going to have this in it, that they could approve it with that understanding. That's the way we approved it. But I assume if in the final hours all hell breaks loose, then we probably should get back together and look at it. So
if all hell breaks loose and it changes, it would be the Library Joint Powers Board that
needs to
change.
Yeah, it would all come back to us.
Yeah.
So we would change
the city council.
Yeah.
Resolution.
Right.
Yeah.
No,
that's
true.
So I think, it's kind of a leap of faith, and you just have to trust me to say, I will not implement. Actually, I can even not implement until after the July 9th board meeting, just to make sure that there aren't any changes. And I can hold off on that, no problem.
I think that part is well and good, okay. But what are you going to do if it somehow this deal between the legislature and the governor falls apart?
I think that
you'd have to bring it back to the Joint Powers Board.
I have to go back to the Joint Powers Board.
Okay, and we would at that point. To me, that's just telling the city council like it is. Okay, this is what, I mean, that you would tell them, look, we want you to approve it, but we still have this outstanding final issue. It's just on the consent agenda.
Yeah.
I mean, David could pull it, but...
I think you'd want to pull it, and just to speak to it, okay, and say that, just so that everybody understands where we are and what the possible scenarios, the most likely scenarios, is that it's...
Maybe you could leave it on and just speak at the beginning about it. Just say, you know, I'm not going to pull this, but
just a comment.
That when the board approved it, it was based on
full funding,
and the board even said that if that were to change, then we'll look at it again.
Sure, you could even make that comment.
Instead of having
Teresa do it, you could just put that comment.
And understand if there is any, you know, budget impacts, it'll come back to the board.
To the Joint Powers Board. I'm just real nervous about.
No.
Perception.
Yeah.
Can't imagine why.
Right. Yeah. No. I think it's good to be sensitive to that. But I think the way you're thinking of handling it is the right way, and not to implement it, even though they approve it. But I think it's the other side is also telling the city council, here's the situation, and this is so that they're not surprised. Because Catherine's sitting up there too, and if she approved it and nobody said anything, and then all of a sudden bad things happen, and then it all comes back, she's gonna be asking from the other side, okay, why are you doing this? You approved it. I thought this was a done deal. And so.
Yeah, the report to city council really only deals with the positions, you know, approving these are the positions, just approve these.
Yeah.
It doesn't have the details in there that the board approved, which was if things change, we'll look at this again, and then, you know, all that. So that's not part of the city council, so I think the comment would be fine. I was not planning on being at the meeting unless you feel I need to be there. I do have another meeting I have to.
I don't think you need to be there.
Okay.
Maybe will you be there?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, I think if there's any
if I didn't have
particular
a meeting, there,
comment you feel
I typically
you
don't go.
Appropriate, he's going to have your visa, like you know, something to highlight.
No, I think
his budget.
I think what. Short and brief, I think
that's
it
right.
doesn't need attention right now because
yeah,
the
right.
issue is moving
yeah.
right now.
Yeah.
So I think, but it is worth just commenting
yeah.
that this is.
So that's what I plan to do now.
But yeah, I think acknowledging that the board acknowledged that it was all pending.
I could just see that someone, I don't know, maybe one of the other council members opening it up and want further discussion. If they do, then
I guess
you'd be prepared to answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
No, you've got my cell phone. Call me if you need me.
Okay.
I've been a meeting here.
Are
there
library booking?
Are there implications in terms of being able to implement this 90% plan if you have to hold off until early July?
Probably not. We weren't going to make the positions effective until early August anyway. The worst that would happen if we ran into some real problems is that the hours maybe wouldn't start August 18th. We might have to wait a week or two, but I'm pretty sure we can still do it.
Yeah, we're not going to be meeting as a council in August.
Mm-hmm.
So our last board meeting, I think it's our last council meeting is the end of July, so 24th.
So,
okay.
You know,
I mean, why don't you implement the increased hours in September?
We can do that.
Higher in August, and then, I mean, instead
that's
of,
fine. Yeah, we could do
I
that.
Mean, I think that would be a good
yeah.
schedule. What do you guys think? I mean, back to school, that's when everybody's
seems reasonable.
Paying attention, and
we
you
can
make
the first
big
pay period
announcement then. It gives you some time to.
Okay.
Do the hiring and then lead up to.
Didn't we have any like prior board meetings, discussions about when it would start? Or?
Well, we didn't pinpoint a date, but
yeah,
I think
we all
I mean, it was stated, acknowledged. It's not going to happen July 1.
Right.
But it was
yeah.
going to be sometime.
I had said mid-August at the earliest, late summer.
Okay.
You know, back to
okay.
school. I mean, some
okay.
schools.
Well, let the record
August.
Reflect that you wanted to do it mid-August, but we or I. suggested
Sam.
That you put it off until September the 1st because
is there a motion?
Well, it's not the 1st. It'll be the first pay period. First pay period in September, right?
we're actually, it's a budget. It's an item on RDA update of possible budget impacts. I mean, I think it's appropriate if you wanted to, you could make a motion related to that because of the uncertainty and this is the direction.
Oh. Well, okay, I'll make a motion. We'll see how it goes. But, I mean, as a part of that, then I'd move that we proceed with the Santa Cruz City Council's approval of the additional positions, but that Teresa, wait for implementation until the state budget is approved without the taking of the pass-throughs or the RDA pass-throughs. Once we know that the hiring for the remediation take place in August, and that we plan on then moving to the 90% hours by September, okay, by the beginning of September.
At the beginning of September.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll second that.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, sounds good. Okay, is there any other questions on this? Okay, that brings us to the Finance Committee meeting calendar.
Next meeting would be Monday, July 30th.
At 6:30 p.m.
Oh, you've got a conflict?
May not be much.
Okay. Yeah, I think it'd be after the budget. I don't think they'll. Maybe the facilities master plan? That would be too early.
Yeah. Pretty much going to get started.
Okay. Monday, July 30th. What are board meetings?
I mean, you could not have a meeting in July, too. I mean, that's.
Well, so how about we revisit it and see what's on the agenda? Then if I'll email out the group if we need to meet.
We don't have. We won't have the end of year yet, will we? No. Yeah, we won't have end of fiscal year, and the new fiscal year is kind of.
I just remember, I may be. I'm going to Kauai on the 22nd, so I might
really?
Be on that. Yeah.
That's a good reason.
If I'm unable to dial in for the meeting,
Dial in from Kauai. You better not.
Just to make us feel
just,
bad.
Yeah. Guys, it's really awful here. Okay.
Brown Act, is it? Can we can cancel it later, or should we cancel it now, and is it easier to reinstate it?
Well, I think if we're going to cancel, we should cancel it now.
I thought you could cancel within 2 days.
No, I think if it's scheduled meeting, you have
meeting?
To come to the meeting.
And
but
then,
if there isn't a quorum, then you can cancel it.
Okay.
Right.
But
so is there a motion to defer the Monday, July 30th meeting to the next scheduled meeting in August? Or we don't have an August
meeting?
We'll go to September.
We can have it. We can.
Can we have an August finance committee?
Yeah.
Is that
yeah.
even though there's not
okay.
a regular?
I'll be around.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So it'll be the end of August.
Yeah.
Whatever.
27th is a Monday.
So we need to find. So we were looking at some Thursdays because of your conflict on the Mondays. Although
well,
in August
we've got,
we
have got it on Thursday the 30th.
Thursday,
August
30th.
Oh,
this one,
oh, we already have it Thursday, August 30th.
I think
we set these
we
dates, so we
got
have
it on my calendar.
Good.
Thursday, August 30th.
So Thursday, August 30th.
Do you know what I? This is just something that I didn't realize at the time we did that. I'm playing softball on Parks and Rec, and so we play on Thursdays. Mm-hmm. So that's
not going to work?
I mean, we'll see. What time, it depends. Sometimes the games are like 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. So.
Night?
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Softball.
Yeah. So let's keep it as the 30th.
Okay.
6:30?
And I'll get back. Yeah, 6:30.
I mean, if,
what position
if there's
don't I play?
If there's some sort of an emergency because of
wherever they need me.
If there's some sort of emergency because something happens with the state, we can call an emergency meeting within 24 hours.
Okay.
That you can do.
I don't see that ever having the need to do an emergency meeting. I mean, I can't foresee one right now.
Well, if they want to take $700,000 away from us,
yeah, that's true.
Approach
yeah,
emergency.
That'd be an emergency.
Definitely.
That doesn't sound like a good thing, no matter what we're going to call it.
Does it have to be a motion? And may revise it as necessary. So is there a motion to cancel the July 30th meeting?
Yeah, I move to cancel the July 30th.
Sam moves.
I'll second. Dick seconds it.
Okay. Did we have a vote on
all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Yeah, we had it.
We had a vote on Sam's earlier motion?
Yes.
Okay. <Missed it.
laughs> Okay.
Okay.
So the meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.